WHDD presents Susan Says.
Whether it's Mary Trump's new book about how both nature and nurture created the monster who is her uncle, or half a dozen other things that happened this week, it's all crazy. Definition of crazy from the dictionary. Synonyms: absurd, bizarre, fanciful, fantastic. Synonyms, nouns: bug, crackbrain, fool, fruitcake, headcase. Antonyms: realistic, reasonable. Yeah, that's the word, crazy. In her really well-written and brave book, Mary Trump details from the get-go how this monster didn't really have a chance. A father who was crazy and evil, and a mother who was gone for most of those formative years before two, made it almost impossible for deranged Donnie to come out normal. Let me read one paragraph that says it all. Donald was to my grandfather what the border wall has been for Donald. A vanity funded at the expense of more worthy pursuits. Fred didn't groom Donald to succeed him. When he was in his right mind, he wouldn't even trust Trump management to anybody. Instead, he used Donald, despite his failures, poor judgment, as the public face of his own thwarted ambition. Fred kept propping up Donald's false sense of accomplishment until the only asset Donald had was the ease with which he could be duped by more powerful men. Sound familiar? All the other books about the president's graft, malfeasance, evil doings pale in comparison to this. It's really Shakespearean and frightening. It's a piece of work you have to read. It's upsetting, I'll promise you that. It's crazy. And she has mental health degrees, so she presents it in really abnormal and devastatingly scary facts and terms. Then two TV appearances. It really qualifies: the disastrous interview with Chris Wallace, who could not stop himself from pointing out that the dementia test deranged Donnie was bragging about was really nothing, he had taken it himself. And then the insane, and I mean totally insane, presser, where hashtag 45 never my president did what amounted to an Evelyn Woods speed reading of a speech that made no sense. And then he pretended to understand it and give it that sell that he does, that one expects from a used car salesman or a late night Ginza knife guy. But wait, I was laughing. I'm sorry. It's totally frightening. But this time it really went beyond the beyond of crazy. Poor Kanye West had a meltdown when he announced his run for president. And why not? One certifiable, self-proclaimed genius to replace another. Both crazy. Kim asked for our compassion as he's off his meds. Oh, okay. He said he went to the hospital because his brain was too big for his skull. Alrighty then. We are in the early stage of a malicious fascist takeover, you know. Troops of unknown origin are being sent in to arrest citizens here. Yeah, we are now a third world asshole country. Yeah, it's more than crazy. It's frightening and unconstitutional. Also, on a different level, a very crazy men's right attorney killed the son of a judge and wounded her husband. He came dressed as a FedEx delivery man after killing another attorney he was jealous of in California. Oh, and back in 2007, it was noted that he was behaving irrationally and courts were notified. Hello, mental health people, legal people. And finally, the case between Johnny Depp, the actor, and his model wife, Amber Heard, in which they're both accusing each other of doing crazy things like beating each other and attacking each other and defecating on the bed. That's all. I can't get any crazier than that, folks.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.